Okay, we're in Hilchos Gerushin Parak Beis. We left off with Halacha Ches, and we're dealing with various halachas that have to do with the Edom and the validity and veracity of the get itself. The Rambam continues in Halacha Ches, and he says, Habal Shehebi get chasim biyado. So let's say the husband comes along and he has a get that he wrote, basically, it's signed by him. But it's, well, not signed by him, but it's his handwriting. The Amar, it's new get zel ishti. And he says to, let's say, two people, right? Give this get to my wife. Hare elu yitnula. Okay? They can go ahead and give it to her. Now, if he says, Amar lacher, if he says to other people, lichtov get, okay, v'lachnabo, v'litno l'ishto. Let's say he tells other people to write a get, sign it, give it to his wife, and they go ahead and do so. V'nasnula. And then the nimsa get batal apostle, but then it turns out that the get they made is either batal, which you recall is deraisa, or apostles derabanan. They can go ahead and write another one. They can write 100 more, meaning they can keep rewriting the get, working on the original assignment by the Baal. So what that basically means is that it doesn't mean that it's when the Baal asks them to write the get, it doesn't mean this get, it means a get. So if the original get they give is problematic, they're able to go ahead and keep writing a new one until, so to speak, to get it right. Okay, look at this. Now, Amrlam Habal, let's say the Baal says to two people, Kisu v'chismu usinu shaliach l'holichla. So he says, I want you guys to write it, to sign it, and then give it to a shaliach to bring it to her. And what happens? V'chasvu v'chasmu v'nasnu l'shaliach. Okay, they do this, and they give it to the shaliach. V'nimsa get batal apostle. And then they find out the get was batal or apostle. Ein kosen acher ad shi yimachu b'val. Now, it's interesting. Here, in this case, they could not write another get, meaning they can't work on the original assignment. The original task given to them by the Baal would not work in this permutation, in this situation. They'd have to consult the Baal first. Why? Why should this be the case? Sharelo asa oso shluchim gerishim. Okay? Because the shluchim were not the ones assigned to what they called, he didn't make them into messengers for gerishim. The shemelo ratza. Right, Elish Yichdu would be it in the shaliach. All he wanted for them to do was to write it and to give it to the shaliach. Bilvad, below Yishar lahem bo maisa. They have no other action to do. Meaning, his intent, he didn't tell them to write it, sign it, and give it to her. He told them to write it and sign it, right, and then to give it to a shaliach. They did all that stuff, okay. But there's nothing else for them to do after they do that. Vare kasu v'nasu. They did that already. Lefikach lo yichdu acher. That's why they can't write another one. However, v'im kasu get acher. It's interesting if they did write another one. Kasher, get kasher, excuse me, get acher, kasher, v'nasnu l'shaliach, v'nasnu law raises suffik migreshes. But let's say they went ahead and did write another get, okay? And that is kasher. And they went ahead and gave it to the shaliach. So now we have a suffik migreshes. We have a situation where the divorce itself is in doubt. And again, that reason why is because the Baal did not task them to give the get to her as well. They tasked them to do writing and signing and giving to the shaliach. So again, even though they shouldn't do that, you end up in a situation of a get of gerushin b'safek. Okay, lacha yud. Now, omer l'shnayim. Let's say he says to two people, "Oli yeser, al or more." Okay, al shnayim kisvu get usnu l'ishti. Excuse me. Omer l'shnayim or yeser al shnayim. He says to two or more than two, kisvu get, write this get usnu l'ishti and give it to my wife. Okay, but what he says is girshua, shulchua, shvakua, tarchua. Okay. Kisvu Yigeres Asnula. Okay, so what are these cases? Basically, they say, write a, he tells the people to either say, write a get and give it to my wife, or he says it, to write, divorce her, or to send her away, or write a letter and give it to her. Okay, if he gives that assignment to these two people, Hare Elo Yuchtu would get Kasher Vitnula. So that's enough, meaning he doesn't have to say to the two people, write a get. He could just say, write something that says, I'm done. Okay, that would be sufficient. I shouldn't say that. I'm sorry. That divorce her or send her away. But if they said Amr Lahem Pitrua Parnasua Asula Kadas Asula Kanimus Asula Karoi, right? But let's say he said to them, for example, give her what she wants or do as Judaism requires. Okay, Lo Amrakla. Then that's not a. He's not assigning them the task to write a get. Okay, he didn't say anything to them. But Imkis Vuget Vnasula Raise a Get Batal. So therefore, if they went ahead and wrote a get. Be get batal because they're writing. He didn't ask them to actually write the get, and he didn't even insinuate to write a get. He basically said like things that like you know do as Judaism requires, but that's not a clear enough assignment of a task to go ahead and write a get. And now comes the Lach Yonalef, the middle ground. So Amar Lahemi, if he tells the two people to write, he tells the two people, Hotziyuha, Izvua, Hitirua, Hinichua, Hoilua. So just an example, let's say he tells two people, permit her, or let her be. Arezu Safek, that's where the Safek emerges, Im Mashma Milos Elo Gerishin, Oininacher. So we're not sure if the words that he's saying are actually implying divorce or something else. The Vikach, Enkosola, therefore they should not write a get, Vim Kasu get, Benasola, Arezu Safek Megreshes. But if they went ahead and wrote a get and gave it to her, it'd be a situation of Safek. But the upshot is, in this case, the wording is just too vague. It's too cryptic to determine ultimately whether or not his intention was for them to write a get. Malachi Yud Beis, Haomer Kisvu Get LaIshti. Let's say he says, write this get for my wife. Hare Ilu Kosvin V'Chosmin V'Nosin Laval B'Yado. So what do? They write it, they sign it, and they give it back to the Baal. They Nosin LaIshto, okay? They should not give it to her. Ach Yomer Lahem Litimla, okay? That, it shouldn't be given to her until he says to them that they should be able to give it to her. Vim Nosin La, and if he gave it to her, ain't a get. Then it would not be considered a good get. This all applies when the person is healthy. Okay, now aval hamesukan. Okay, but let's say someone is in a very sakana safashos, meaning a chola sheish po sakana. He's very sick. Who adam shekafatz alav hacholi b'mehera. Let's say you have a person who suddenly, rapidly becomes sick. The hechved chalyo miyad, and it's overcoming him. The heaviness of the illness overcomes him immediately. Or vayotze v'kolar. Let's say all of a sudden the FBI shows up and he's dragged away in chains, or leaves on a ship, or he goes to with a caravan. The Amar, and he says, kiss for get ishti, and he says, write a get for my wife. Then they can actually go ahead and write it, sign it, and give it to her, right? Why? Because it's clear, because by the very fact, it's easier to think about the trip case. So the guy's about to board the train and then says, kiss Mugedla Ishti, right, to the two people. It's clear by the fact that he's getting on the train, he expects them to give her the get since he's leaving. So that would actually work. Okay, Halakhi Gimel, on this similar note, Bari Shamar, let's say someone healthy says as follows, kiss Mugedla Ishti, v'kisvu v'chistu v'nasula. Okay, so what happened? So he says to them, write a get for my wife. They do so. They sign it. They write it, sign it, and they give it to her. And then right afterwards, Baharag Atzmo Miyad, right? And he jumps off the roof. Kagon Shehishlich Atzmo Minagag, Lehipil Atzmo Yam, Arezegat Kashra. So if he ends up taking his own life in this situation, the get would still be a get Kashra. However, Allah Legag Vidach Faso, Haruach. Let's say he went up to the roof, and what happened? The wind kind of blew him off, Vinafal, the mace, ain't no get. Then actually would not be a good get. Okay, so again, in this situation, he went ahead and told them to write it and sign it, okay, and and they went ahead and gave it to her, okay? Now, Safek Hibil Atzmo, Safek Dav Chaso Haruach, let's say we're not sure if he did it himself or the wind blew him off the roof. Harei Zeh get, it's considered a get, Ad Shiyodeah B'Vadeh Shiroch Dav Chaso. It will be considered a get until he can prove, meaning the burden of proof is that the wind is what blew him off, okay? So too, let's say you have a situation where a guy was thrown into a pit, the Amar, and he says as follows, Kol HaShomea Koli Yichto Gel Ishti. So he's in the bottom of a well, and he calls out, whoever hears my voice, please go ahead and write a get for my wife. Hare Elo Yichtavu Yitnula. Then they can go ahead and write it and give it to her. Behu Sheyado Oso, right? As long as they recognize the guy who's at the bottom of the well. Ve'afapi Shehalu V'lohikiru. And let's say afterwards they take him out of the pit, but they thought they knew who he was, but turns out they were wrong. Are get kasher? Still considered a get kasher. Why? Shezeh b'shas sakana, because when we're talking about a time of sakana, who shekos v'nosen af b'shem makirin. So the halacha is that in a pressing situation, okay, ksiva and asina of a get is allowed, it's still considered a get kasher, even if you don't recognize the guy. V'chein as well, misha naflubo makos ra'os. Let's say someone gets beaten up really, really badly. She efshash yichya mehen. There's no way he's going to survive these injuries. Okay. Afilu nishchapo rov shnei asimanim. Even if the majority of his throat, basically, that's what shnei asimanim I'm referring to, basically his trachea and esophagus, even if that's been cut, right? the Remez Valmar Kisvu Getlishni, and he says, like, he's kind of like, he like mouths or tries to gesture and says, Kisvu Getlishni, write a get for my wife. They can go ahead and write it and give it to her. Shari Atachai, because right now it's true he's alive. Who? Afapisha Sofalamos. But in the end, he's going to eventually die. But since, even though we know he's going to eventually die, we don't mean eventually, like, he's on the on his deathbed at the end because of his injuries. At the end of the day, since he is alive, we can read us into his intentions and still give her the get. It'll be good. Okay, Alachi Adalin. Okay, this is well known. Misha Haisa Ruach Ra. Okay, and I'm not going to get into what Ruach Ra is. In the Rambam's language, Ruach Ra usually means he's overcome by like some sort of troubled spirit. So he's really, whatever. We'll leave it at that. Mevaetis Oso. Okay. The Omar, and he says, Kishahiskla Boacholi, he says, when he starts being overcome by this Ruach Ra, what does he say in the beginning? Kisvu Gela Ishti, he says, write a get for my wife. Lomar Klum, we can't trust him. He didn't say anything. Why? Because since he's overcome, right, in this Ruach Ra state, we can't, so to speak, trust what's coming out of his mouth. Vechein Ashikr, right, someone who's drunk, she Gil Lishikhroso, she'll Lot. If he hits the level of drunkenness that Lot had, recall Lot is the one who slept with his daughters. Vim loigia, but let's say he didn't hit that point of being drunk. Hareiz a safek. Then we say to safek, what do you call it? If he says to two people to write a get for his wife and give it to her. Okay, halacha tesvav. Now let's say amar kishahu bari. Let's say when he's healthy, he says as follows. Kisvu get usnula ishti. He says, write this get and give it to my wife. Vachrakach nivas. Okay. And let's say afterwards, he becomes basically mentally ill. Mentally ill. Mantinin ad sheyavri. We wait until he gets healthy again. Fekosim enosunla. Then we go ahead and write it and give it to her. Okay. So if he instructs them to write the get, and then right afterwards he gets sick mentally, then we wait for him to get better before they proceed with writing and giving the get. Vein sarach lachzor limalach ba'achar shehivri. But you don't have to go ahead and convene with him again, reconvene and ask him if he still wants to, proceed with this. Then kasu v'nasnu kodem shiavri, or he's apostle. And the lach is so strong that if you went ahead and wrote it and give it to her while he's in this mental illness state, before he got better, that'd be considered a puzzle get. Okay. Alachat azayim. Okay. Misha nishtasik. Okay. Okay, so let's say someone basically becomes a mute, or he loses his voice. He can't speak. Very daito nechona, but we know he can think clearly. Okay, but again, he can't say, he can't speak. The amru lo, nichtov get le'ishtech. Okay, so what we ask him, should we go ahead and write a get for your wife? Okay, and what happens? Veherchen berosho. Okay, and he kind of nods his head. He says, yes. So what do you do? Boskin oso shloshapam and besirugin. So you have to make sure that when he's nodding his head yes, he actually means yes. So you give him a test of other questions, yes, no questions, where as long as he nods his head that way three times, it'll be good. So imamar alav lav al hin hin, right? He'll say no to things that no and yes to yes, meaning he'll nod or shake his head. Harel yichtiv v'yitnu. That's enough to allow them to go ahead, write it and give it to her. Utrichen levad ko yafa yafa shemen itrafa daito. We got to be very careful. We have to really check to make sure he's clear-headed. Okay, v'chein im kasa b'yado. Okay, let's say he wrote down on a piece of paper, kisvu t'nu get l'ishti. So he writes down a piece of paper, write a get and give it to my wife. Hare elukosa v'nosala. They can go ahead and proceed. Im haisa daito m'yushevasala. Right, as long as he is someone who's of sound mind. Shein din misha nishtase k'din acherish. Because it's important to recognize that a person who's unable to speak, let's say he lost his voice, is not the same thing as a deaf mute, which is a cheresh. So in the case of nishtasek, that would be the halacha. Okay, halacha yudzayim. Now, mishen nasa kishu pikeach. So we've seen this case before. Let's say when he got married, he was of sound mind. Then his charesh, and then afterwards, he becomes a deaf mute. Vein sarach lomar, right? Nishtate, right? Inamotsi lo'olam achi yavr, okay? And it goes without saying that that the divorce doesn't take place until he gets better. Okay, vein sobchan amar mizas acherish. But when it comes to a deaf mute, we don't rely on his ability to nod. Okay, unfortunately. Okay, v'lo akisvo or what he writes. Afal pisha daito nechonu mishavaslav. Even if he's of sound mind, so Again, that's the difference between the case of a shasika, someone who just can't talk at that moment, versus someone who's a deaf mute. In the case of a deaf mute, nodding their head or writing does not work for them to go ahead and instruct someone to give the to write and give the get. But let's say when they got married, he was a cheresh already. Then megarish beremiza. Then divorce can take place even if he nods his head. Why? She'ein kiddusha of kiddusha min haTorah. Because as we know, the kiddusha itself is not a deraisa kiddusha. K'mo shebiyanu gushem shekones beremiza kach moti beremiza. So it's a funny thing. The same way they're getting married using motions, right? Because he can't speak. So too, what do you call it? Or here. So too, they get the gerushin also takes place using these motions. Okay. Now we've skipped over the case. Well, not skipped over. We haven't hit the cases yet of ketanas who got married by their fathers, meaning married off by their fathers. So I'm a kaddish ketana ayde avia. So let's say a ketana gets married via her father, v'girsha, and she gets divorced because she's ketana while she's still a ketana. Avia mekabel gita, right? The father can actually accept. The father does accept the get. So when the get comes to the hands of the father, then she is considered to be divorced. Now, girsha kashahi nara. Now, let's say she's already past the age of katana, she's now a nara, and she gets divorced. Imhigia get liyada, o liyada via nisgarsha. So remember, nara is still in that middle stage. It doesn't matter, the get can either go to her hands or to her father's hands. Either way, when it's received, then she's divorced. Vein nara meorasa osa shaliach lekabel gita miad baila. What's important to know is that in order to create a situation of a nara who is in a situation of kiddushin, okay, she cannot appoint the shaliach to accept the get from her husband b'chayavia while the father's still alive. So again, if she's a nara and she's gone through kiddushin, right, she's married, she can't appoint the shaliach to go ahead and accept the get from her husband while the father's alive. However, but a father can do so. The father can appoint the shaliach for his na'ara daughter, okay? Whether katana or na'ara, to accept the get from the ba'al. So again, just to make it clear, in other words, when she's a na'ara, she can accept the get, or the father can accept the get, and then the gerushin is complete, either one. And then the only qualification is that when it comes to shaliach, the av can appoint the shaliach, whereas a na'ara can't. Okay, alach yutes. Kitcha via kashi ketana v'meis. Let's say the father married her off while she was a ketana, and then he dies. Okay, now we have a problem. Okay, im machenes ben gita l'dava acher. As long as a ketana can differentiate between a get and something else, harizu miskareshes mishagia get liyada. So she would be considered to be divorced when the get actually comes to her hand. Okay, v'im lab. Let's say she can't differentiate between a get and something else. Ena miskareshes achetatchin. Until she can actually understand the difference, and then the imgirsha in the migreshes. Okay, so what do you call it? As well, she must know when she's a katana, she must know the difference between a get and, so to speak, a non-get or something else. If she can't make that differentiation, which is the katana, then the girsha will not work. Okay, lachakov mishahden nosim. Okay, shekofen osa the garish tishdo below rutz the garish. Okay, so this is a very well-known halacha. Hold on 1 second. Okay, this is a very, very, very fascinating, well-known halacha. Okay, so as we've seen before, there are situations where we say he must divorce her, okay? Remember, we saw a lot of these cases in Ishus where he's compelled to divorce her. The halacha is he must divorce her, okay? So Misha den nosen shekofenos on the garish, yishto below rutz on the garish. So in a situation where the halacha is he must divorce her, and he doesn't want to, he refuses to. Beis din shei Yisrael, b'chol makom b'chol zman. So a Jewish court, doesn't matter where or when, makinosa, okay? They beat him up. Ad shiomar, until he says, rotsani, v'yichtov a get, who get kasher. Until he says, I want to, and I'll write the get, and the get will be written, and it's get kasher. Now I know what you're going to ask is, but 1 second, isn't one of the fundamental requirements of a get that the Baal does it willingly? The Rambam's aware of this, he's going to get to this soon. But right now, what's important to understand is that the halacha is that his refusal translates into them beating him up until he says, I'm a willing participant and you can proceed with the gerushin. V'chein im hiku gayim. Let's say non-Jews, let's say non-Jews beat him up, and what do they say? Vamrulo, they said to him while beating him up, Asi Mashi Yisrael Omrimla. So let's say some goons, non-Jewish goons, decide to take it upon their hands to beat up the Jewish husband, and they say, listen to what the Jewish court's saying, okay? Belachatu oso Yisrael biyadagoyim achigare shareza kasha. Okay, and basically they keep pressuring him, right? Until he gives in, that'd be considered a kasher gerushin. Vima goyim atzman on suhu achikasav. Now, what about if the non-Jews force him to write a get, not saying that do what the Jews do, but on their own initiative? Ho v'adin no sen shiyichtov hareza get pasul. The problem here is that he must willingly be wanting to give the get. And in the situation, this would be a get pasul. So if the non-Jews on their own try to force him to do it, that would not work. It's only if they said, do what the Jewish court is telling you to do. Now he says, v'lama lo batal get zet. Okay? So why is this get no good? Why isn't this get no good? Right? Sharehu onus, bein biyadagoyim, bein biyadisrael. Because then is he doing this against his will? He's not doing this voluntarily. He's being forced to do this. And this violates one of the fundamental tenets of gerushin. Okay? She'ein omrim anus, right? Now, this is a very interesting idea. We don't say anus. El lemi she'nilchatz v'nidchak lasos dabar she'ein mechuyav min haTorah la'asosa. Okay. We only apply the idea of anus, meaning being compelled or doing something against your will, right? In a situation where the person is being forced to or pressured to do something that he's not obligated to do from the Torah. Kagon, misha huka ad shemachar, o nasa, right? So for example, let's say I want to buy a house from someone else the guy's not, he's negotiating hard with me and I send some goons to beat him up, okay? That would be that's what he's talking about, okay? Aval misha takfo yitzra hara levatal mitzvah. But in this situation where a person's Yetzirah, his evil inclination, is overcoming him, right? And it's because of that, that he's not doing a mitzvah, o lasso zavera, or he's violating a prohibition. And now we're simply beating him up so he does, so to speak, the right thing, the thing he's obligated to do. Or we're beating him up so that to keep him away from that which he's not supposed to do. Einza anusim mena. Okay, that's not considered honest. Elahu honest atzma b'dayto hara. Again, just to follow language here, he's not being forced to do something against his will. Rather, what we're saying is that he's in a sense forcing his own behavior towards that which is usher to do, or I just say the inappropriate or wrong thought. Mafika zesh ena rotsa legarish ma'achashu rotsa lios miyisrael rotsu lasos kol mitzvos ulis rachik minaveris. Okay. So when it comes to a person who's saying, to the Baal who's saying he doesn't want to go ahead and divorce her, even though he's chayav to, what does that mean? Well, he wants to be Leos Meisrael, he wants to be part of the Jewish nation, and he wants to do all the mitzvos, and he wants to stay away from Averos. The Yitzrahu, unfortunately, his Yitzer is telling him, is overcoming in Shetakbo, right? It's his this evil inclination. It's the Rama's really outsourcing it. His evil inclination is overcoming him. They came on Shahuka Achatasha Shitzro, but while beating him up to the point where his Yetzer is put back in line, the Amar Rotzani, right? Kfar Garsh Litzado. Once he says he's willing to, then we say he's doing it. When he says I'm willing to do it, then we'll say the Gerushin is done, Birdsona. Okay. This is the Rambam's explanation for how beating the guy up does not violate the idea of the Ratzon Labal. Lohaya hadin, no sin shakofen osol legarish. Okay. Now, let's say a situation where the halacha does not require him to go ahead and do gerushin. Okay. V'to bezin shal Yisrael, o shahayu hadyotos v'ansu ad shagirish, reza get puzzle. Right. So let's say the bezin force him to for the gerushin, even though it was a situation where they had jurisdiction to do so. Or let's say a situation where people force him to do it against his will. That's a get puzzle. Hov Yisrael ansu yigmar bigarish. Okay. If it were Jews that forced him to do it, then he should go ahead and finish the divorce. Okay. Vema goyim ansu legarish lo kadinin. Okay. If non-Jews force him to divorce against what he's been talking about halachically, and it's not a good get. Afa pish amar begoyim rotsa ani. right? Even if he says to the non-Jews, right, that he consented, right, and he wants to do this, the Amr li Yisrael kisu v'chis, when he tells afterwards the Jews to write it and sign it, ho v'ein hadin mechaivo, right? The din, he's not chayv to do this, the hotzi, to divorce her, but goyim mansu, and the non-Jews force him to do it, therefore, ain't get. Okay, that ends Perek Beis, and we will pick up Perek Gimel tomorrow.